Jeremy Morton joins us from South Leeds Life, the blog site, and actual newspaper. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm very well, Johnny. Nice to see you.
Do you ever get called Jezza? I've realised I've never called you Jez or Jezza. Do you ever get those?
Not for many a long year.
If you were on local radio, you should have a name like Jezza, I think. Is that? Can we go with that?
Yeah, you can go with anything
you hate
you like.
That word, don't you? You don't like Jezza.
I've never been that keen on Jeremy, to be honest.
What about Morts? What about something like Morts? Jezza Morts?
Oh, no.
Jezza Morts sounds like an ailment or some sort of an illness, doesn't it? I've got a terrible case of Jezza Morts at the moment. Anyway, South Leeds Life, what's going on in the paper at the moment?
So we've a few stories. One of the interesting things going on at the moment is one of our local high schools, Coburn, is on the verge of turning itself into an academy. And it's a funny sort of a story because it's not controversial and it shouldn't be making the headlines, but I think it's interesting, so it does make the headlines. And it's, you know, there's been a lot of schools that have been told they have to become an academy, and there's been a, you know, a fight back, and the parents have petitioned and what have you. Very, very quiet. The school have said, we want to become an academy. And everyone seems to be saying, yeah, okay. And the school's very clear that there aren't going to be any big changes. There's no change to the name, the uniform, the admissions policy, anything like that. And it's really being pushed along by the government's agenda, and the school wanting to stay in control of the process rather than maybe at a later date being told, no, you must pair up with such and such an organisation that they may or may not like.
Mm, okay, well, we'll see how that one develops. It's not without academies to cause a few issues from what we've learned in the past, but we shall wait and see. You've got Holbeck Elderly Aid as well, unveiling their brand new shiny minibus.
Yeah, so apparently, you've just been mentioning Hilary Benn. Last Friday, he was cutting the ribbon on a minibus, and apparently it's the first minibus ribbon he's ever cut.
I've never heard of a minibus ribbon being cut before.
But the bus is really important to the organisation. Holbeck Elderly Aid run all sorts of important activities, and as well as trips out of Leeds and trips to the market and to the supermarkets to help people with day-to-day things. They use the bus to bring people into their centre for activities, so it's an absolute lifeline, and their old bus was sort of on its last legs.
Was it fundraising then that they got all the money from?
Yeah, they received a big lottery award just before Christmas, and this was part of what they've been spending it on. But it's an absolute top-notch, top-of-the-range bus, which again, when you've got older people and maybe people with mobility issues or wheelchairs, you know, you need the bus to be properly fitted out, and it clearly has been.
And just a lifeline to get out there.
Yeah,
you know, just somewhere to get out there and go and do something else in a different environment. It's so important. Hunslet Hawks. The last time I was doing something on Hunslet Hawks, I was down at the Garden Gate pub, obviously, to see the Rugby League mini museum that they had down there. And they founded an inaugural Rugby League tournament in Hong Kong.
Well, they didn't found it, but
they discovered it.
They discovered it. One of the their supporters, Keith, wrote into us with details and photos. And I just thought it was a fantastic story that you can walk onto a rugby pitch in Hong Kong on the other side of the world and someone will say, you're wearing a Hunslet shirt. And, you know, the conversation starts from there. There were people there from Australia and all over, but also local kids playing tag rugby and really enjoying it.
Did anybody have a go? Did they enter a team whilst they were there?
There weren't enough of them to enter a Hunslet team as such.
Right.
But the Garden Gate Hunslet flag flew on the side of the pitch.
Did so it? Bit,
absolutely, yes.
Wow, well, that's amazing, isn't it? If you ask someone in Hong Kong, where's Hunslet, you'd probably struggle to find someone, apart from at this tournament.
Exactly.
Isn't that fantastic? If people want to get the paper, or if they want to see the online edition, Jeremy, what do they need to do?
Online, we're at www.southleedslife.com, and the newspapers are free, and they're distributed throughout Leeds 10 and Leeds 11, libraries, GP surgeries, schools, etc., etc.
It's great to actually have something tangible as well. The website is fantastic. I nick loads of story ideas from there. But also, it's really nice to have something real, you know, and I know how hard you work to get this out there as well, because there's a hell of a lot of work involved, so credit to you.
Yep, that's my weekend coming up.
There you go. Jezza, thanks ever so much. Enjoy your weekend.